To answer the question of which behavior Zoe is more likely to engage in, we first need to think about what behaviors are her options. And here we can distill it down to two things. She can engage with instruction or academic engagement, or she can pass notes or whisper to her peers. And once we've identified those two behaviors, we can start thinking about their payoff and making comparisons in the quality, immediacy, magnitude of reinforcement, as well as the effort required for each behavior itself. And that's going to tell us how the deck is stacked toward one behavior, academic engagement, or another, note passing or whispering. So in terms of the quality of reinforcement produced by each of these behaviors, academic engagement produces that 5 minutes of free time at the end of the period in which, and here's the quality component, Zoe can access anybody who's available via text or social media. So there's a whole lot of connection available to her at that time. So I'd say that given what little we know about Zoe, it's probably a pretty high quality reinforcer being able to access her phone. Note passing and whispering also produce connection with other people, but only connection with the people who are available in the classroom and willing to listen when she whispers and pass notes back and forth. So that may be a little more limited. So the deck may be stacked here in favor of academic engagement if we're just looking at quality. So now let's think about the immediacy of access to those reinforcers. And with academic engagement, the access to her phone and anyone available via text and social media is delayed. All of that is going to happen at the end of class versus note passing and whispering are going to produce an immediate interaction with a peer. So in the sense of reinforcer immediacy, note passing and whispering may be more likely all held constant. Now let's look at magnitude. Academic engagement produces 5 minutes uninterrupted of access to the phone and everything that comes with it, where note passing and whispering produces brief instances of connection that may add up over the class period, but probably not to a total of 5 minutes. Finally, let's look at behavioral effort. Academic engagement is a high effort response, and that's why we think so hard about how to promote that in our students, where note passing and whispering, of course, doesn't require as much effort. So in the sense of effort, note passing or whispering is suggested, but looking across all of these different features of reinforcement, academic engagement produces higher quality outcomes and higher magnitude outcomes. So it's better and for longer, and maybe that's enough to compete with the immediate and low effort reinforcement available for note passing and whispering. So my prediction is that Zoe will do her best to engage academically.